Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us here on ABQ Connect. We want to thank Bosky Plumbing and Heating for helping us out as the show sponsor of the program. If you need service, please call 444-7200. Exciting week this week on ABQ Connect, and I'm so appreciate Lori Duffy and Stephanie Luke for joining us. So, women, ladies.
Thank you so much.
On behalf of women, you are here, and you've got a big fundraiser coming up, which you're going to talk about next weekend. And a lot of our listeners have been involved with the Walk for Life.
Right.
This year it's virtual, You can sit on your couch and walk for life.
Yeah, more or less.
Hey, we are going to talk a little bit more about that. Stephanie is the executive director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers, and Lori Duffy is the community outreach director. We had a chance last time to talk with Julie, and Julie's part of the medical mobile unit. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I want to make sure that our listeners have the full scope as to what's going on with CareNet, because you guys really do some extra special things. But I want to start with what I feel like are kind of some shocking statistics. So, Stephanie, I'm going to go to you right now. How many abortions do you estimate are done in New Mexico on an annual basis?
Oh, goodness. Well, so we did some research, and we have, let's see here. This is a question that Lori actually did research on. Okay, there we go. So,
This is a moving thing. This, unfortunately, right. has been increasing, right? Right?
Yeah, and this number is actually not accurate, because there's actually way more that take place that are not reported, but it's basically 4,000 abortions reported in New Mexico that are reported. So,
well, and I asked you this last time. I want to ask you how many late-term abortions are, but before I do that, I want you to kind of define that. What is a late-term abortion?
A late-term abortion could be all the way up to 40 weeks to term. So if you go on the website of the late-term abortion facilities, often they'll say 26 or 36 weeks, and then after that, then it's situational. But they say that because for legal reasons, to protect themselves. But we do know that they make commission off of abortion. So I'm sure that going all the way up to 40 weeks, it's pretty easy to get through to get that abortion.
Okay, you guys will probably slap me for saying this, but I was sent an email, and I was asked to kind of go through this scenario with you. So the Christian community largely is going to say, we're against all abortions. Then there's some people that will say, well, the abortion pill, we'll kind of think that's okay, or maybe if an abortion is done in the first few months. Again, we're not agreeing with that. We're just saying that that's a position that some people take. And they use that as a way maybe to ease their conscience or feel a little bit better about it. So late-term abortions, in, as far as I understand it, in many cases, that baby is viable. If that baby were to be born, it would be alive and in many cases be healthy, and everything would be fine. And I hate to say this so abruptly, but the process of killing a baby is really awful. I mean, literally chopped up, pain involved, and there's all kinds of documented medical proof that shows that this process is. So why are we in New Mexico the capital of late-term abortions in the country?
I don't know. I guess maybe just easily accessible from other states that don't, that have laws that prevent abortion beyond 20 or 21 weeks. Texas, you can't have an abortion beyond that time period. So they will travel to Albuquerque because it's fairly readily accessible. And, you know, I think that there are other late-term facilities in the country. And so, you know, there are, I think they're all busy. But one of the things that, you know, as far as like even the number of abortions in New Mexico, we looked on the Charlotte Lozier Institute page because she has the best statistics that are gathered. And while you mentioned, you know, numbers going up, in some cases they're actually technically going down, But that's not taking into account morning after pills and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But as far as the late term abortions, that shows a pretty low number for New Mexico. But that's because they don't have to report ones that are happening from out of state. So, you know, we're accessible to Colorado, you know, just different places where we're readily, you know, it's ready accessibility. And I think that's part of it. What would you say, Stephanie?
Yes. I would say that it maybe hasn't been advertised so much that there are other places, and they haven't been. I mean, they're just now opening up. We just found out New York, you know, legalized late term abortion. So, and Albuquerque has been doing it for 10 years. So
with aggressive marketing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, and so there are women who come from all over the world who not just national.
CareNet is a faith-based organization, pregnancy care center. And I want to qualify that if someone's considering having an abortion or they have had an abortion, early, late, however you want to define it, they're still going to get the same love and care from CareNet, aren't they, Stephanie?
Absolutely. Yes, they are. We want them to know that they're welcome and that this is a place they can return to even if they do decide to have an abortion. We do offer post-abortion support, so we let them know that too, because even hearing that they might need support afterwards might change their mind too. So, whatever decision they make, we want to show them love and compassion, but that's initially what our purpose is anyway, is a loving, compassionate approach, because we love them. We don't want them to be hurt. And we also love their little one, and we don't want their little one to be hurt as well.
So the purpose of this program today isn't to say, oh, you person that got an abortion, you're this and this and this. Mm-hmm. You're simply saying, look, if you are pregnant and this is an emergency in your life, it's unplanned, it could be extremely traumatic. The whole family's affected. I mean, there's a gamut of emotions. Mm-hmm. You simply want a chance to talk to those individuals and tell them about their other alternatives. Mm-hmm. And if they decide to terminate the pregnancy, that's what they decide. Right. But you're there to provide the information about being an alternative. Laura, you spend a lot of time telling the public about these scenarios, don't you?
Yeah. And often just that compassionate conversation is what helps them to change their mind and to be able to talk through it, to have somebody take that tornado of circumstances and break it down into, you know, just simply, well, so how was it that you got here? You know, pregnancy is normal. Pregnancy is a part of life. And just to normalize that for them a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a good word in this COVID-19 climate, but because the word normal is not.
I like your tornado of circumstances.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they really, some people who have an unplanned pregnancy are just absolutely terrified and traumatized. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you're a 16-year-old girl, you've been raised in a certain moral standard home and all of these different things, and then all of a sudden those moral standards seem to be threatening to you instead of protecting you.
Right.
And you're here to show them that that's not really true.
How are
families, Stephanie, part of the problem sometimes?
Well, we actually see parents dragging their daughter in, kicking and screaming, to the late-term abortion facilities. So now legally that cannot happen. We have documentation. If anybody feels that their parent is trying to force them, or their boyfriend or whoever is trying to force them to have an abortion, they have a right to say no. So there is actual legal paperwork they can take in to prove that. So,
And you're not recommending that families get divided over this. In fact, you want the whole family involved to get the opinion, get a second opinion, get some of the medical services that you provide, an ultrasound, some counseling, and you'll do that for expectant fathers as well.
We know that if the father is supporting the mother, that mother is going to be willing to take care of, you know, be there for the mother and take care of this their baby together, and that changes, that can in itself can change the mind of the mother when there is a supporting father in the picture. So we have our fatherhood program where we have men who are volunteers and come and help support these young men, and of course we always want to share Jesus with them too, so that is, you know, when they see that value that they have in themselves, then they will see the value that their little one has too.
Stephanie, give us an overview about CareNet.
Okay.
And what you do and how you do it.
Sure. Well, CareNet is a nonprofit who is reaching our community for the sake of life. We do this by, again, being loving and compassionate, welcoming our community to have free pregnancy testing, free ultrasounds, free STI testing. We have lessons that are available for prenatal, from prenatal all the way to parenting for our clients. And we have free items such as diapers, wipes, and formula. So we have a lot that we want to offer our clients. And we have dinners too at one of our centers. Once we get back to normal, we will be able to have dinners and with a there are churches that have come and supported CareNet by joining in these dinners and getting to know the clients and building that relationship. So the church can be a huge impact too.
I'm thinking when you say the church, mm-hmm. in New Mexico, we have a really large Catholic population, mm-hmm. and the church as a whole has taken a stand against abortion. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people of Christian faith that are still having abortions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be getting on their case and getting in their face and making life hard for them if they come to see you?
Absolutely yeah. not. No, no, no. In fact, I'm... from the experience that we've had, we don't share their religious background, but a lot of times we'll get that information from them, and we do see a lot of who have a background in either Catholicism or Christianity, and so we see rededications that happen with our clients yeah. even, but we want them to know they're welcome. You know, in the church, they're afraid if they get pregnant that everybody's going to see that, so they're probably a higher risk group for getting an abortion because of the fear of what the community is going to think with their religious or Christian background.
I think you'll agree with this. If you've gotten pregnant and you have a Christian background and you're embarrassed and scared, mm-hmm. let God have it. Because mm-hmm. God's going to use that in your life to reach a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. And, hey, we all make mistakes. We all do things wrong. But don't take the life
right.
that's been created from that mistake.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But Christian parents need to be having conversations with their young people mm-hmm. about those kinds of things. They need to be communicating to them that they want to, that if something like that should occur in their lives, not that they're encouraging them to, but that they would be there to stand with them through that, because that's part of the problem. They don't have to let their parents know, so they could have that done. I have a cousin who didn't tell her parents, and years down the road, when they found out that she had had an abortion while she was attending a Christian college, you know, they were heartbroken. They would have absolutely been there to support her, but she was concerned about their place in their church community, mm-hmm. and that was part of her decision to have the abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I have 5 children. I have not been faced with this issue, mm-hmm. but I think, and I hope my children are listening, yeah. I'm here no matter what.
Right.
Now,
right.
I might not be happy with you,
right?
But I'm going to love you no matter what, and I'm going to mm-hmm. take care of you. And I hope other parents
right.
will have that same kind of right. commitment. And that's the commitment that you have to mm-hmm. the people that come in to visit you.
Right.
You've told us in the past, here's what I want to do. I want to ask you one more thing, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to talk about some specifics. But the interesting thing is I'm thinking about people that work with CareNet, and a lot of people are volunteers. Like you have the compassion crew
right.
that works with the mobile unit,
right.
and you go park outside of an abortion clinic, and try to gently, Lori, tell us about that whole ministry and
what goes on. Well, we've just recently completed our very first Compassion Crew training. Woo-hoo. So it was a woohoo. Julie did an awesome job from what I hear. I was actually vacationing that day, so I didn't take it in. But anyway, we have our medical mobile unit outside of the late-term abortion facility, but we have to find a way to encourage the folks that are going in to take the time to come over and have an ultrasound and talk to the folks on our bus. So that was a way for us to train people to be able to learn how to interact, because it's a different situation. Those people have already, most likely, they have made a decision to terminate a pregnancy. It's not the same as it is in our center. So they needed a unique type of training to be able to learn how to facilitate those interactions. And so we're just so grateful that we have people now that we can schedule our own folks on the sidewalk to coordinate with our folks in the medical mobile unit. And, you know, our bus is even called Compassion. So this is our Compassion Crew. And, you know, I have Dan Rosecrans, our fatherhood coordinator, also drives the mobile unit part of the time. And he sent me a story not long ago. And it was, this couple just actually, I think, just saw them there and saw the verbiage on the outside of the bus. And they came over and started talking to them. And their ultrasound didn't reveal good things. It revealed some issues. And so it was very likely that this young couple, who were excited about their future and their baby, you know, he was excited about having a baby, but they'd been told that there were not good things going on. They were excited about buying their first home and all of these things. And the ultrasound didn't look good. They had to, let them know that they didn't see good things. But before they left, Dan offered to pray with this young couple, and they prayed with him. They were very open to that. And do we know what happened? Beyond that, we don't know for sure. They may have gone home. They may have decided to continue with the abortion. But what we do know is that they were met with the love of Jesus and compassion on the sidewalk. And so that's just it's a big part of what we do. And we want to be there as often as we possibly can.
Well, I'm blessed that Stephanie Luke, Executive Director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers, and Lori Duffy, their Community Outreach Director, are in studio with us this afternoon. And, we're all flying by the seat of our pants sometimes, aren't we? We'll be right back. Stay with us for more right after this.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses, who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budge, Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local, follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
Dom is more individualized than a normal realtor. he really listened to what my concerns were and the problems that I'd had with trying to sell my home. I knew that he had also worked with rental properties, and in the event that I wasn't able to sell my property since it had already been on the market for 6 months, I knew that there was a possibility he could help me as a rental agent also. But he said, no, we're going to get you out of this house. He took me under his wing, and within 72 hours, I started getting a lot of good feedback from him, and he had two or three people looking at the house, and he had sold my house within 72 hours.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are visiting this afternoon about CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. They are a Christian ministry, really an outreach to young people that are facing unexpected pregnancies and the emergency that that really feels like. Lori, I want to ask you, tell us a little bit about the virtual Walk for Life. It's the Walk for Life has been your big fundraiser annually.
Second biggest, yes.
COVID's kind of messed us up. So what are you doing this year?
Well, we've gone virtual. So we have our fundraising online. You can go online at carenetabq.org/events, and you can get to the page to sign up as a walker. And then you could also, we have pledge forms. Most of the churches that we, that support us have pledge forms. You could actually get a paper pledge form and go out and ask people. And we just ask you to walk someplace. You know, we're, one of the things that we're doing in conjunction with this is we're having a drive-through walk celebration at Legacy Church. So what we want you to do is see us there between 8 and 12 in the morning. We'll come, you'll drive up, and we'll collect your pledge forms and your information. And you'll collect your beautiful Walk for Life t-shirt or water bottle. They're really cool. You can't see it through my microphone, but but it's really, it's just keeping with our theme. And we have some really nice water bottles, so you get a choice of those. And I would even encourage you to come early, get those things, and then go walk and send us pictures. And then we'll get those on our Facebook page. We'll have Elisa Meyer will be there with us with a Facebook Live remote. And you know, we're just having to think outside of what we normally do to be able to keep this moving. And our goal is $75,000. So far, we've raised almost $14,000 online. And so we've had some other additional gifts come in, you know, to the office. So, you know, we're just praying that God will get us to that that number, because when we, you know, when we offer services at no cost to the public, we have them covered by the support of our donors. And that's how we're able to do that.
Our producer, Steve Ryman, brought up a good point during the last break, which is when you use the word free, sometimes people don't think that that's quality.
Right.
And you really are providing quality medical care.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that just took place while I was out of the office in the first week in August was we had our ultrasound refresher training and training for RNs. So everything that is done that is medical related is done with the full training that anyone in any, you know, a medical facility where you pay for your services would have. And then all of our advocates, all of the people who work with our clients, they receive a training as well. We don't just put somebody who's unprepared to do that into a room with our clients and let them loose. You know, we have a process that we follow.
Not only that, I mean, they're licensed professionals.
Absolutely.
That we have doing the ultrasounds and the medical. We have a nurse manager, and then a doctor at Loveless oversees all of our medical staff. So,
do you train? I know this as a dad. When I looked at those ultrasounds, I'm seeing an ink blot. You gotta, because the baby's kind of getting the whatever the beam is, that the ultrasound sound wave is kind of cutting the baby one direction, and I never could figure out what I was looking at.
Well, our nurses are so great. Same with you. The first time I went in there, I was like, I don't see anything. But our nurses are so great at pointing out, okay, here's the head, here's the hand. This is how big they are. And one of our head RDMS, she calls them the little bambino. And she said, and she says, you know, the heart's beating, and and the measurements. And so she points out the details. And now when I go in, I can see pretty clearly. So just with that little breakdown of an explanation. So they're really good about showing our clients the details of their baby.
I do remember a long time ago. My youngest is 20, so this was a while ago. But I went through it five times, so you'd think I'd know a little bit more. But the ultrasound that where they put from your the tummy, and they put like some gel on you, and then they so that takes one perspective of the baby. But then on our last child, we had a vaginal ultrasound, which was totally different. Once I figured out the one from the tummy, I never could figure out the one. Because the pictures are from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing is that they're much more sophisticated now than they used to be. And so you get 3D and 4D ultrasounds.
Did you just say I'm old?
No, I just said we are old. I'm so old that I never even had an ultrasound with my baby. So anyway, but, you can see facial features. Mm-hmm. You can see so much more. I actually think they're kind of creepy looking. I shouldn't probably say that as a pro-life person, but they're kind of, chiseled looking to me, you know, but they're very, very, detailed. Mm-hmm. And so, those are just, and anywhere beyond about 12 weeks, you might get quite a performance of these babies. It's like they're on a trampoline jumping up and down in the womb. You get these babies that are moving a lot.
You can see their hands.
Yeah, waving. It's pretty neat. Sucking their thumbs and all of those things.
I had this question down the list a little bit, but you're talking about ultrasounds and all the things that you can see now.
Yeah.
The strategy of people that are pro-abortion is to make sure that the mother does not see an ultrasound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How important is it for a prospective mother to see that ultrasound?
Well, if you want some stats, about 85% of those who are abortion-minded or considering abortion change their mind when they see that their little baby.
Yeah.
And is it just because they don't, until they see it, they don't know? I mean, they know they have a baby inside of them.
Well, you know, the other side will say that likes to portray a picture of, and we talked about this in the last program, that their baby is actually just a product of conception. It's tissue. It's like a tumor. So when you hear this repeatedly from others, to actually see that's not the case, and to hear your baby has a birthday and this is how far along they are. And this is what's developed in your baby. You know, pointing out those details makes a huge difference.
I'm embarrassed to say that at one time in my life, I worked in the health club industry, not because I was embarrassed about the health club industry, but because of what I did. I would tell a young mother, do you think your husband would actually object to you losing 30 pounds? I mean, I did manipulative things like that. I had people crying. But as long as they would sign on the dotted line for that 5-year membership, we'd sign them up. Now, I was manipulating people. That's what I'm embarrassed about.
Yeah,
When you're manipulated now in a highly explosive emotional state, the consequences are much different than signing a health club contract.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Stephanie, I want that to be the lead-in after we take a break to you sharing why you're involved with CareNet. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Tired of being quarantined? Have the pandemic blues got you down? Having a food choice crisis? Let's talk about a solution. In queso emergency, head straight for Casa Taco, winner of Albuquerque the Magazine Best of the City 3 years running. Come try the signature brisket and green chili tacos, carne asada tacos, and the amazing puffy tacos, plus much more. Convenient online ordering at casa-taco.com. Two locations in Albuquerque and one in Elephant Butte. Casa Taco.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
The Great Omission. That's what one author said the Great Mission has become. Obviously not acceptable. At Star 88 and KNKT, we know this great mission job is one for the church. Each month, we put a spotlight on a global outpost for the gospel. This month, we're featuring Slave Velashinov, serving with Calvary Church Global Missions in Croatia.
Today, in our part of the world, People say Allah and Jesus and Jehovah, that's all the same. Because this word God means God in all these three languages. It's not the meaning of the language, it is the substance. And that is a pure substance, Jesus and no one else.
In Croatia, that's Slave Vilasinov in our Great Mission Spotlight on Star 88 and KNKT. Fulfilling the command of Jesus is possible in our lifetime. To support this ministry, visit star88.fm or knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Stephanie Luke, Executive Director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and Lori Duffy, the Community Outreach Director, joining us in studio this afternoon. And how was it? You guys are like movie stars. You had to go from one appearance to another. Got in the door right
came
before
hook sliding in. I won't tell you where my appearance was, but yeah.
Yeah. You can get our autograph afterwards.
Okay. Right. Here's what I always say to my friends that are, former athletes and women too. I say the same thing. When we get to tell the stories of when we played 30, 40 years ago, the stories always get better.
Yeah.
I made more last second shots. My scoring average was higher. It's just, it's an amazing thing. Back to some serious stuff. I realize that this, especially in this day of political unrest in our country, and we're about to have maybe the most important election ever in the United States. Maybe the most important election for New Mexico.
Right.
There's one side of the aisle that absolutely, in fact, I've heard national people say that if you are not pro-abortion, you are not welcome in our party. I mean, I've literally heard them say that. Mm-hmm. Then you have the other party that is saying, look, we are absolutely standing up for babies. Mm-hmm. We absolutely, and you know, I'm not trying to tell anybody how to vote, but what I am saying is that there is a platform for each of the political parties, and our listeners need to take the time to find out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
you need to understand the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I had a gentleman named Steve McKee. He's a local branding expert, neat Christian man, very politically astute in the state of New Mexico, and we talked about the platform of the Democrat Party, published on the Democrat Party website. And it talks about a woman's right to an abortion right on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republican platform says that they are pro-life. And I found one statement very fascinating. The Democrat Party platform says that they want elections to be free from money coming in from, private interests and business and all of these different things. Yet one of the largest donors to the Democrat Party is Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
Is CareNet Pregnancy Center making a bunch of money off of saving lives?
Absolutely not. No.
So again, you're funded as a Christian charity.
Right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And you've got your virtual walk coming up this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You need people to come out to Legacy Church and go through the drive-through to get your T-shirt and water bottles and some other fun things.
Mm-hmm.
Drop off some paperwork. And then people have to be on their honor to go do the walking, right?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Now, I know some people that I used to be in banking with that were always – we always had this contest where you had to have so many steps in a day.
Uh-huh.
Well, I saw some of these guys with their little GPS watch twirling it around in their office, on a lanyard. And I said, hey, those are not legit steps.
Oh, how funny.
But the money's coming to CareNet no matter what, no matter if you take those steps or not.
Yeah.
Stephanie, want to ask you as the executive director, what's been your road and your testimony to working with CareNet?
Sure. Thank you for asking. So I became involved with CareNet. I'll just share my testimony. So in my teen years, I got in a bad relationship with someone, and I became pregnant at age 16, and I went to a pro-abortion facility. I'll just say that. And they encouraged me to have an abortion. And So did my boyfriend. And I knew that deep down, I knew it was wrong. But the government said it was okay. So in my mind, I justified it. And so I went to the abortion facility, and it was horrific. I'll just say that. It was a horrific experience that I wish I could forget, but at the same time, I'm glad I remember because it's something that has impacted me to be where I am today. So I had so much shame and guilt after that experience, and I didn't know the Lord, even though I had grown up in church. So that experience in itself, that shame, brought me to see that I needed a savior, that I could not save myself. I had broken all 10 commandments at that point, and I was fearful. And when I did a year of searching to discover that the Bible is true, that there is a God, it is the God of the Bible, and then to realize that he could save someone as terrible as me, I got on my knees in that moment and surrendered my life to the Lord. And I literally felt that guilt and shame come off of me, and I had a relationship immediately with Jesus, and I kind of was a walking evangelist at that point. I just thought, why haven't I heard this my entire life? Why doesn't my family know about, you know, my friends? So, and I had some along the way, including Luis Palau. I got to hear, the gospel through him through that time and a couple others. So God was really just drawing me like he does to all of us. And so after I accepted the Lord, I got healing through a post-abortion support group, and then I wanted to serve, and I wanted to be a voice for the unborn and to help women not make the same decision that I made. And I started volunteering as an what we would call today an advocate. At the time, it was a counselor, but being a volunteer to encourage women to what we do at CareNet. So encourage women that they can do this and that there is support available. And so that started about 20 years ago that I started volunteering. And then after I got my master's in biblical counseling and had a business background as well, I knew the Lord was leading me into full-time ministry, whether it was evangelism and discipleship or pro-life. And praise the Lord, CareNet offers both. And so it's a blessing to be a part of God's ministry. It's his, and I want to continue it for the rest of my life.
I'm fascinated with the qualifications of people that God uses in a mighty way. Mm-hmm. So you're standing before a young lady on a sidewalk and you say, look, would you at least consider getting an ultrasound and talking with us a little bit about some other alternatives? Mm-hmm. And her father looks at you and say, who are you? What are your qualifications to tell my daughter this? And you share that with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, God is just going to do amazing things mm-hmm. with that.
Yeah.
Lori, how do you communicate to the public about all of this? Because you have to be pretty thick skin, because there's really a movement against people that are pro-life. Mm-hmm. There seems to have been so much money poured into the politics of the day. I hear branding statements like women's health care, uh-huh. You know, women's right to this, women's right to that. But I don't ever hear anything, even a consideration of the rights of the baby.
Right.
How do you communicate? Do you speak with groups that are not necessarily faith-based groups that may not have share the same opinion?
Yeah.
You have?
You know, we don't have as many opportunities to do that as I would like to have. Mm. So I really don't have a lot of opportunities to do that other that are outside of the faith-based community. Occasionally we do, but that's not nearly as common. So we just, you know, we share about what we do. We share about the idea that we really do want them to be educated on truth, you know, on the options, on what really happens. You know, we have that Before You Decide magazine that includes all of the different ways that abortion is accomplished. It has information about those things. It has information about what they might experience. Like Stephanie said, even knowing that they might have some sort of post-traumatic stress after having an abortion is sometimes enough for them to stop and really think through what they're doing. And so, with our own donors, we just, continue to communicate what we're doing in our centers, how we're serving our clients, just the needs that we have and those sorts of things. But I wouldn't say that way. I have enough opportunities to do that. I don't know. Stephanie, do you have any thoughts on that?
I did in Durango at the CareNet that I worked at there. And so I also did a lot with the college students on campus. I was in a debate actually with with Planned Parenthood and the wow. campus, which was very liberal. It actually went viral and the video itself. What was kind of sad, but not, was they made themselves look really bad. So that was a good thing because we started off with science-based evidence and they didn't have anything to come back with. So they said, well, you can't use science to support life. And and they didn't have people they couldn't defend their cause because the facts were so obvious that it was embarrassing for them, but we didn't want them to, we didn't want them to feel, it wasn't our intention to do that. They came to us wanting us to have this debate. So it gave us the opportunity. It opened doors to share more. I had a lot of women. I shared my testimony in front of everyone there too. It was a huge packed room. And so I got to share what I just shared with you, and had a lot of women come in and want to talk with me after that. We're very pro-choice before that. So.
Yeah. I did just have another thought about that, though. Mm-hmm. One of the things is that even within the church, a lot of people just don't know. Mm-hmm. They don't know that in Albuquerque you can get an abortion up to the day of delivery.
Right.
They don't know that, there's someone can go to the store and get a pill or order it online and terminate a pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You asked about, the blob of tissue sort of concept. Part of that, I think, is that they don't feel the movement yet.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't felt the movement of that baby with a lot of the ultrasounds that we do. You wouldn't necessarily have experienced that yet. So there are just so many things that even within the faith community, people are unaware of. And so I think that even the education there is a really important part of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Lori, is some of this information available on your website? Like, can you get general information about...
Oh, yes, about services and about CareNet, yes.
So CareNet is CareNetABQ.org.
Right.
And again, the services are provided to you at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
If you need an ultrasound, if you need counseling, if you just want to talk with somebody, if you've had an abortion and you'd like to talk to somebody, you guys are available to talk with them about that. I mean, you're really there just to lift them up and support them.
Right.
And for our clients, we give them a different website, which is pregnanthelponline.com. And that has a breakdown even more so of health services and what they're going to expect. Even if they have an abortion, that's something that they can research too on our website at thepregnanthelponline.com.
And you're also not telling these young women that raising a child is real easy, are you?
No. But we do have those lessons available to help you, and we're going to come alongside you and support you in that.
Well, I'm laughing because you and
it's true.
You know, Lori knows this, and when you have a child and you think you've perfected being a parent, then you have another child, and that child isn't even remotely like the first child.
Yeah.
And so you don't get to practice. Nope. God makes them. Each one of them is different.
Right.
But I think God also changes your life.
Right.
I've even had testimony of some people that have done ultrasounds and had medical opinion that their children were going to have Down syndrome or some other issue, and they end up having the child. Mm-hmm. And then even though that's a special needs child, their lives have been infinitely enriched.
Right. And, a lot of times those diagnoses, they come out as negative, and their child is just fine, too. So that's something that we often see.
We are talking with about CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. They are our monthly charity this month, and we're so excited about the Walk for Life, the virtual Walk for Life that's happening this Saturday. Want to remind everybody they can join that. Maybe some specifics about how to do that online when we get back. Stay sure. with us on ABQ Connect.
Learning from watching film. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of Vision for Life. One of the most revolutionary experiences for our Pee Wee Football League was the season we subscribed to Huddle, the online platform for watching practice and game film. As a coach, it cut my preparation in half because I was able to slow things down, view our successes and failures, and come to practice ready to move ahead. Some of the greatest film that we can watch in our midst are wise men who exemplify who we want to be. Chester Arnold is one of those men. He was deacon emeritus in our church. At 95 years of age, he went to be with the Lord, but he was a servant, he was joyful, and he was faithful to the end. You know, there are sages in our midst that if we will just look to them, value them, and listen, if we'll watch the film of their lives, they'll assist us in knowing what success really looks like. Proverbs 16:31 says, "Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life."
Roger's devotional, A Minute of Vision for Men, is available for pre-order at visionforlife.org.
The legendary Hollywood movie producer Samuel Goldwyn once reflected on an idea he had. "I had a monumental idea this morning," he said, "but I didn't like it." His comment raises an interesting question. Where do our ideas come from? The Bible says Christ lives in His followers through the Holy Spirit, who can speak to our heart just as Jesus spoke to His disciples with teachings, warnings, and yes, with ideas. Our challenge is to listen closely and interact with Him through prayer about the ideas we have. Listen to your ideas today and ask God, "Is that You, Lord? What would You have me to do?" This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's voice on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Here's Skip with Joel Rosenberg to talk about this month's offer, Joel's book, The Jerusalem Assassin.
When Joel Rosenberg releases a new book, I can't wait to read it.
It's about an American president who's about to roll out his Middle East peace plan.
Joel Rosenberg's novels are dramatic stories ripped from the reality of today's headlines.
Saudi-Israeli peace plan, that would be huge. That would be historic. Let's do it. Let's do a summit in Jerusalem. That's the setup of The Jerusalem Assassin.
The Jerusalem Assassin by Joel Rosenberg is our special offer this month. Your hardcover copy of The Jerusalem Assassin is our thank you gift when you give $35 or more today to help expand this Bible teaching outreach with Skip Heitzig. So, call now to get your copy, 800-922-1888, or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
I hope you will order your copy of The Jerusalem Assassin by Joel Rosenberg.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The Walk for Life, virtual Walk for Life for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque is this Saturday. Lori, how do people get involved online?
Well, they can go to our website, carenetabq.org/events, and or even if they get to the site, there's a slider that goes across. They can click on it. They can register to be a walker. They can also look for a walker that they know about and donate to them right online. And so that's one possibility. They can also get a pledge form and secure donations on their own. Or they can just come the morning of the 22nd, this Saturday, from 8 to 12 at Legacy Church on Central. And they can just make a donation right there. We'll have our card readers, and we'll have people available to take their donations, and we'll have t-shirts and water bottles and lots of smiles and lots of appreciation.
And you're doing a live Facebook event at the same time?
Yes. Elisa Meyer from Family Life Radio will be there doing a live Facebook event. And we'll get on live on our own CareNet Pregnancy Center Facebook page and do some things during the morning. And people can, if they want to come get their t-shirts and then go walk and take pictures of themselves where they're walking and send them to us, we'll feature those on our page and just let people know that we're there and we're busy raising the much needed funds to keep our services going.
If somebody's made a mistake and they have an unplanned pregnancy, terminating that pregnancy really is compounding the mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you experience a lot of trauma after you did that, Stephanie?
Yes, I did. I did. I started to, I was introduced to alcohol before that, but I really hid in that for a while. And I tried some, tried drugs just a little bit, but I didn't like it.
And this was when you were 16.
16. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was my way of escaping. And I mean, this is something, it's hard to share, but I remember when I would get drunk, it was kind of like facing reality. And I just remember laying on the couch doing this more than once, but I would just cry out, I killed my baby. I killed my baby. And I just had that deep, I mean, I knew what I did. Like I said, I knew what I did was wrong, but I didn't want to face that. I didn't have the education that CareNet, for example, gives to these women, what's actually going on. I didn't have someone, you know, go through, what am I going to be facing? What can I expect? Because I wasn't important to them. I was just another number. And so, with CareNet, that's something we want to do is really show these women, you know, what you are facing. If you do have an abortion, the physical, the emotional effects too, and the spiritual effects.
Mm-hmm. If somebody walks into CareNet and they have had an abortion in the past, how are they going to be treated?
Again, with compassion, with love. We want them, even if they make a decision for abortion, to come back, to know that they can come back and are welcome still.
You know, just this last weekend, we had a Morning to Joy workshop.
Which is a post-abortive.
Which is our post-abortive workshop. It's just a couple of women, a very intimate setting with our coordinator who works with them. And they have an opportunity that weekend to just go through the whole thing and to grieve the loss of their baby and to work through some of that, the emotional and spiritual implications of the abortion. So, yeah, we're definitely going to be showing them compassion and love.
What if there's people in their 50s now that had an abortion when they were in their teens and they've never dealt with it?
Yeah, and those are a lot of the people who come through our Morning to Joy program.
Unfortunately, they've waited a long time and have had a lifetime of grief because they haven't wanted to deal with it, or they talk about not being able to forgive themselves, which that in itself is a lie. And so seeing what God's true forgiveness looks like is,
I've asked a number of Christian people over the years, okay, out of all of Christianity and everything you know in the Bible, what's the most important thing? And some of them will tell me, well, it's reading the Word of God. Well, it's being obedient to the Word of God. Well, it's praying, you know, 4 hours a day, just whatever the list is. And when they get done, I just feel compelled to say, look, the number one thing is that you realize that Jesus died for your sins. And all you have to do is say, Lord, I need your forgiveness.
Right. Yeah.
That's the number one thing. Uh-huh. Nothing else can even change until you do that. And it doesn't matter what you've done. Mm-hmm. If you can just receive God's forgiveness and acknowledge your sin, he will forgive you.
Right.
And the growth and the miraculous thing he does, even with your sin,
right,
in the lives of other people, are so encouraging.
Yeah.
That's why I love talking to you, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
We like talking to you, too.
I don't feel so bad about all the dumb stuff I've done. Yeah, and then I'll tell you that, and I'll go out and want to honk at somebody that cut in front of me out in the parking lot. Oh, anyway, I'll try not to do that today. Lori, reiterate for us, how is your organization supported? And we've talked a little bit about individuals walking, but individuals are going out and gathering pledges, but you can do that with your business. You can do that with your church.
Absolutely. You can get your own little group together, you know, follow the social distancing rules, but, you can do your own little family groups or whatever. But yeah, businesses can support us. Churches do support us. You know, we had one church from way off in the, couple hours away from Albuquerque that they took up a love offering that was kind of like a Walk for Life thing and sent it in to us. And so lots of different ways that you can become involved. We'd love to have businesses get involved with our organization. And so, you know, there's just, and we're completely and totally donor supported. That's how we are able to continue to do what we do.
And that's something a lot of our donors want to know. Are we federally funded? Do we get grants from the state or government? And we don't. We don't have those restrictions that we would have to follow. Mm-hmm. And so we want to be free of that and trust God and giving to us through our donors.
Stephanie, you talked a little bit about volunteering with CareNet, mm-hmm. and working in the ministry prior to becoming the executive director. Mm-hmm. What if other people are interested in volunteering now? Can they get involved?
Oh, please. Yes. We are in great need of volunteers. And I'm glad you asked, because we actually are in need of someone to be a part-time assistant director for a Rio Rancho location as well. But we do need volunteers at any of our centers, our Northeast Heights, our Rio Rancho, our Los Lunas, our Moriarty, and for our new compassion crew with our medical mobile unit.
Is the medical mobile unit different places frequently, or is there one primary clinic where they work?
Yeah, primarily right now they're at the late-term abortion clinic off of Lomas. There are occasions where they're in other locations. Early in the year, we were able to do STI testing on UNM's campus on a regular schedule. But, of course, things changed in the spring, so we haven't been able to get back into that location. But we also help some outlying centers who don't have ultrasound capabilities. So we go to Los Alamos and Taos still, and we help to provide the ultrasounds that they need in those locations.
So you're listening to this radio program and you haven't been able to catch all of it. It is available on abqconnect.online perpetually. It's also available on Facebook/abqconnect. Takes us a few hours to get it posted, but it'll be there for everybody. Okay. But if you want somebody from your organization to come and speak to their group or your group. Mm-hmm. And I know that has to be a little different than maybe non-COVID days.
Right. We'll Zoom.
Yeah. How do they get somebody from your organization to come talk with their group?
Yeah. Just call me at CareNet at 880-8373 and I can come to speak. Stephanie can, if you want to hear about fatherhood or if you want to hear about medical mobile unit. We have lots of different people who can come and share about the work for CareNet. I love to be involved in missions fairs and things like that. I love to represent whenever we have an opportunity. So yeah, we would love to come and share what we do with you. We both had opportunities this past week to talk about CareNet in churches. And so we're always anxious to do that.
Tell me what you do with the fathers. I know you mentioned Dan Rosecrans is working a little bit. What do you actually do for the fathers?
Well, I mentioned a little bit, but in greater detail, our male volunteers, or Dan, will meet the young man. If he's in the parking lot even, he may go and say hi to him if he doesn't want to come in or if he can't, COVID regulations.
Right.
But then he asks him how he's doing and what's going on. And oftentimes we'll even be able to get a young man to do an intake and become a client as well. And so we'll ask questions of a get to know you type and then find out ways that we can help them to support the mother. They're able to go into the clothing closet and pick baby items out too, and they take lessons as well. So the parenting classes really help them a lot, and the prenatal ones too, to let them know what to expect. But you know, they talk on all sorts of things, anger management and just what to expect in general. So
I have the feeling that some young men, if your girlfriend were to get pregnant and the parents don't want you to be involved or anywhere near it, your feelings have just to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Can they come by themselves?
Absolutely. We have that. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've had young men come where their partners didn't want to be a part of that, and we helped support them even if their partner had an abortion.
CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque having their virtual Walk for Life Saturday, August 22nd, 2020. Join them this weekend.
That's right.
On their website, yep. CareNetABQ.org. Thank you, Lori and Stephanie.
Thank you.
Jim.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.